Public opinion on Afghanistan, head south. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Afghanistan election settled nothing and actually appeared to be causing more violence, not less. And on the question, is the war worth fighting, 51% of Americans now say no. CBS Afghanistan expert Jerry Van Dyke told me after his latest trip there that we're back to nation building.
To extend what we call democracy throughout Afghanistan. And the Taliban believe that democracy is a Western religion.
And the dilemma now for Barack Obama is that even though most Democrats want to start bringing the soldiers home, a solid majority of Republicans, 70%, say the war is worth fighting. And for a guy who's desperate for Republican support for health care, cutting and running, and you know that's how it'll be portrayed, would make it even tougher. Except, maybe it won't be portrayed as cutting and running, because today, spectacled conservative George Will finally joined the not-worth-fighting side. He thinks nation-building is doomed. He says we can protect American security by covering the place with satellites and drones and maybe a few black ops people to make sure Al-Qaeda doesn't come back. President Obama's generals are about to ask for more troops for Afghanistan. We're back at the old Vietnam crossroads. Will he do what Martin Luther King would have done, or what Lyndon Johnson did, and forever regretted?
I can't get out. I just can't be the architect of surrender. And don't see, I'm trying every way in the world I can to find a way.
Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.